discussion about race and how we tell our national stories is taking place at the National Memorial to Robert E. Lee. Descendants of the Confederate general gathered over the weekend with the descendants of the people the Lee family once enslaved. NPR's Debbie Elliott brings us this story from Virginia.
This was the first time for most of these descendants to meet in person after 2 years of Zoom conversations known as the family circle.
You too.
You're taller than I thought. Oh my God. Yeah.
They've come from all over the country, like this retired teacher from California.
I am Cecilia Gillum Torres, great-great-granddaughter of Selena Gray and Thornton Gray. And I'm on this committee, the family circle, to bring back the memories of our ancestors as well as reconcile with the family that enslaved them.
Selena Gray was the personal servant to Robert E. Lee's wife, Mary Custis Lee, at Arlington House. To show how deep the roots are here, Mrs. Lee inherited the plantation home, surrounding land, and the enslaved African Americans working there from her father, George Washington Parke Custis. He was Martha Washington's grandson. This is the first time Cecilia Torres has been back here since she was a child. Back then, she says, she got a sanitized take on the family history.
My grandmother kept trying to push it on us when she would bring us up here. That's your great-great-grandmother's house. She was kind of like a maid to Mrs. Lee. That's what she called it.
Yeah.
She didn't say a slave. Mm-hmm.
For decades, there was little public acknowledgement of the enslaved people who cared for Arlington House. But in the last few years, the National Park Service has created a more inclusive experience, like restoring the cramped slave quarters where Selena and Thornton Gray lived with their 8 children.
How 10 people going to sleep in here? Not happening.
Torres is overwhelmed by it all.
Ooh, chills. It's spooky in a way, but it's also reassuring because I know it's real. I know my great-great-grandmother, she made this thing happen. You know, she took care of this house and cleaned it for years, for like 30 years. So I feel very, you know, like she's here. And she's glad I'm here too.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Happy day.
Oh, happy day.
The celebration Saturday drew about 100 people.
We are at the first ever reunion of descendants of this space.
The MC is Stephen Hammond, a docent and descendant of the enslaved Syfax family.
To have these families be apart and go in their separate ways for 160 years, and then to be able to come back together to start a conversation about, you know, our lives and what we can do and accomplish together is extremely powerful.
He's working with the National Park Service to honor the legacy of the families enslaved at Arlington House. During renovations 2 years ago, the agency helped start the Family Circle Dialogue, bringing together descendants of everyone who had a role here.
I am General Lee's great-great-grandson, and I am Robert E. Lee V.
He goes by Rob Lee. His sister is Tracy Lee Krittenberger. At first, they were surprised that descendants of the enslaved families wanted to get to know them, but have found the conversations fruitful.
I think the fact that everybody was so gracious and everyone really just looked at, who are you right now? Who is sitting, you know, Zoom across from me? And we started from there. And then your story is your story, but what your ancestors did doesn't have to necessarily impact who you are.
I think we're, people would like to paint us as a certain way, being General Lee's grandchildren, but that's not how at all we were raised to be.
The work is being guided by Susan Glisson, a Mississippi historian who has worked for years to help disparate groups reckon with the country's fraught racial history. It's happening as some conservative politicians are pushing laws that would restrict frank discussions of race. Glisson says it's significant that Robert E. Lee, the Confederate figure so revered by some and loathed by others, can be the catalyst for this work.
These families refuse to allow him to be a figure of division and instead take the opportunity to come together and grapple with hard history and find the family tie that exists.
Some of the newfound relationships have been transforming. Sarah Fleming calls it a gift. Her fourth great-grandfather was Robert E. Lee's uncle.
I guess I'm a shirt-tail cousin to Arlington House. We all grew up being very excited that we were connected to the Lees. We also grew up knowing slavery was horrible, but the family didn't talk about the space in between, that the Lees were enslavers.
Providing a forum to explore that space holds promise, says Stephen Hammond, among the organizers of the dialogues.
I think this opportunity is presented that allows our country to repair itself and to heal.
The group is pushing to change the official designation of Arlington House to drop Robert E. Lee's name and make it a national historic site that embraces the full history here. It will take an act of Congress. Lee's direct descendants support the name change. Rob Lee.
Honestly, I don't feel like we're taking the name away. I think when you call it the Arlington House, you're just opening it up to more of the families who live there, honestly. And I think it's just more appropriate.
Seeing all the descendant families unite Saturday was moving for Leah Coleman, an African-American park ranger at Arlington House.
I mean, I'm very overwhelmed with emotion, just seeing all of these people come together in this moment at this site. It just symbolizes hope for me, hope for our country, because if they can do it, we all can do it.
Organizers say they want to see this historic descendant reunion become a yearly celebration. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Arlington, Virginia.